Today we have the story of the poor woman who was, as Jesus phrased it, bound by Satan close to 18 years. And people told her to come and be healed on the Sabbath. Did you ever have an experience of a glorious day in your life when you tried to do something good and all people could remember was your past history, your past reputation, your past performance? Oh, he's a loser anyway. She'll never get better. Discouragement is one of the greatest injuries we can inflict upon ourselves and others. Let me tell you the story of a young man who was born into a family who offered him a lot of discouragement. His mother was part Cherokee Indian from America who fell in love with an Englishman, and he was born in England. From the beginning, a small person, kind of plump, not in great shape or a great sportsman, not even a great scholar. They always put him in the poorest schools because he couldn't make it in the academic disciplines. Eventually, the father said, you might as well go into the army because you're good for nothing. And he couldn't make it into the infantry, so he made it into the cavalry. And his own father complained, now I have to pay to feed your horse. You're an absolute loser. You will never make it. His father died, but his son remembered him well. In fact, even wrote a biography about his father. And before he was 30, this loser of his son, whose own father said, you will never amount to anything, became a war hero, a great writer, a member in the government of England. And before he was 30, in that time, was a millionaire. This young boy, who was so discouraged by his own family, found within him and in his faith the resources to become a great leader. And when he was getting close to 60, he thought his career was over when the war broke out. And during World War II, Winston Churchill became one of the great leaders of England, a great master of the English language, and a speaker who spoke from his heart and was convicted in what he said. His most important gift was his strength of character, and even his enemies who didn't like him said the man means what he says and keeps his word. And as another curiosity, he was a painter, a great painter. Salvador Dali, who didn't like him personally, said if he didn't go into politics, he could make a living painting. This woman in today's gospel, who was cured by Jesus and discouraged by the people around her, found in Christ the strength to believe. Remember what I always say. In life, as a Christian, it's not a question of do you have the strength, do you have the courage, do you have the ability, but do you believe that Christ has the strength to cure you? Do you believe in Christ who has the ability to give you what you lack? There's a beautiful phrase in our ordination ceremony of clergy that says, what is lacking in human nature, God's grace fulfills. God's grace gives us the ability to find His power, which in Greek is translated dynamis, dynamic, to give us the power not to be discouraged by ourselves by our neighbors, by all those people who would say, you've been punished for 18 years, get used to it. That's the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. You're just a loser. The question you should ask yourselves is not if you're a loser, but do you believe Christ can help losers and change them so that they become people of beauty, compassion, who never forget what it's like to be discouraged and what's it like to find strength in Christ. Slava Isusu Christu.